You're listening to WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, new friends, Nate Johnson and Emily Rowan, talk about growing up Nazarene preacher kids.
I was going to ask you kind of what your childhood looked like in the church.
Well, I had perfect attendance. I mean, to say that, like, every Sunday morning, like 9:30 Sunday school, and then church, and then we did double service, and then we had Sunday night church, and then I was there every Wednesday.
Yeah, me too.
You too? And then, of course, you get signed up for, like, all the extras. I think they called it, like, Bible Caravan, where, like, it went and, like, you know, quizzing on, like, who knows, like, scripture verse and characters and things.
Hold the Bible
you
up.
You also? Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was all-consuming, basically. You know, if you're not at school, you're in some way, shape, or form at some sort of church event, or
right,
you're communing with that community, because literally,
yeah,
my family, specifically my parents, you know, have made this choice to make that their sole existence. And so, like, here I am. Let's go for it.
Right. No, my parents are very similar, and, like, it's their sole existence.
I wonder if they still pray for my soul.
I think
my mom does, because I get, like, I don't know, I get little things every now and then.
Oh, me too, the text. Oh, like, the emojis for moms, they have, yeah, it really is.
Yeah, like, I'm praying for you. And
exactly.
I just want to be like, what about?
I get this all the time, yeah.
Because I'm doing pretty all right.
Right.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I think my biggest, like, departure and thing was just the idea of, like, all of the males, like, the males and the Bible, like, you know, I mean, except for the Ruth, it's all written by men. I've really dig into, like, that idea of, like, you know, if there is a God, like, what are the feminine aspects of God? Because, like, you know, if this idea that we're all created by God, then God has to have something of a woman.
Yeah. I guess it was in high school, probably ninth grade. I mean, I'm reading the Bible, but I'm also reading other things.
Right.
I'm seeing how different people live.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this just doesn't add up. And specifically, the fundamental interpretations of the Bible. Like, I've never read a book in my entire life and like, taken it literally. Or not,
yeah,
filtered it through a brain
something
that the good Lord,
right,
gave me. So
yeah.
I'm like, if he gave me this little thinking cap,
right,
I'm going to use it. And the more I unraveled things, I was like, okay, this just doesn't make sense for me.
Yeah. What do you feel like is the most positive or, like, the best thing that it taught you?
Yeah, I think it taught me how to critically think. I mean, because at least become a little more introspective than I otherwise would have been.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at Christianity now, or church in general, if it's somewhat being done at least with good hearts, it's
right,
like, I can go to churches still and I just view everyone as, like, people trying to self-actualize and, like,
yeah,
better themselves,
right,
and I can't fault
and, like,
them.
We all need help in some way.
Yeah like, yes, we need help. And how do we get it? Peel back the layers.
Yeah.
That was Emily Rowan and Nate Johnson. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. This series is produced and edited by me, Will Davis, and brought to you in part by EPB Fiber Optics.